All right. Wow, I've missed you guys. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee-deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Carol.
And I'm Maria. And this is Season 6, Episode 8 of Sticky Pickles. Gotcha. And this isn't even my final form. Okay. I don't know why. I think it's because we've been away for 2 weeks. I just had to. I needed to give it some flavor.
All right. Should we go with yours, Rick? Should we just skip mine?
No. Yours says, gotcha, in like all caps with an exclamation point. So I was like, I have to sing that.
Sorry to interrupt. I was just going to say I wanted to apologize to the listeners that we weren't here last week.
Yes, likewise. I was sick.
Yeah, we had the illness in the family. But we're back today. Feeling good?
Feeling better. Still a little sick.
We're so glad you're here with us, Maria.
Oh, well, I know people missed us. We got all sorts of really lovely comments on social media that we weren't going to be in folks' ear holes. We're back. We're back in your ears. And we miss y'all too. And Kroll, I'm sorry that I was sick.
It's okay. Sniff, sniff.
Sniff, cough, cough. So, Kroll, what is your sticky pickle?
Gotcha. Right. Well, meet Billy.
Billy?
Yeah, Billy has two things to tell you, right? He loves his girlfriend, Sasha. Mm. And he also says he hates surprise parties.
Oh, same, Billy. Yep.
And his girlfriend of 8 years, Sasha, has heard this forever. You know, I hate surprises. Why do people like surprise parties? Da, da, da. But she doesn't really believe him, right?
Oh, she thinks it's a giant hint.
You know, every year he whines, you know, saying that he loves her, but please not to bother to do anything schmoopy boopy poo poo or whatever he calls her. But every year she shushes him with delight, saying that she would never do such a thing. But then she gets him.
Okay.
And then when he protests, she laughs, saying, don't worry, you have the next 12 months off to chill.
Okay.
And the thing is, she's an events organizer by day.
Okay.
Still, it's not enough, right? Every wedding, every big birthday, every anniversary, she is asked by one of her gaggle of wonderful friends to take over, and she does to rave reviews. So she's kind of big-headed in the throwing a party area, and she's right to be so, because she's pretty...
Yeah, she's confident in her skills. Good for her.
She's good at it.
Yeah.
And of course, surprise parties are her favorite. Right?
How could they not be, right? Mm-hmm.
So they've been together for 8 years. So do you want to hear a few of the things she's pulled off?
Oh my God, yes. I want ideas.
Okay. So when Billy was 32, this was their first year of their relationship, right? He arrives home after work and walks into his house, you know, typically dark and quiet. And when he puts on the light, there wasn't a big jump up from behind the, you know, couches, but instead there were dozens of Billies everywhere. Like Billies wearing his lounge clothes or his gym clothes or his work clothes or his going out clothes. And it turned out that Sasha had raided his closet and made Billy masks for everyone at the local print shop.
Oh my God.
And when he saw that, he actually wet himself a little bit that day. No. Because he was so petrified when he saw the faces and when he put on the light. And Sasha, well, no one knows that. Well, till now. How would you feel? Like, if you walked in and saw a bunch of Marias around a party, it'd be pretty scary. But also kind of wonderful. Like, you'd be like, oh my God.
Yeah, it reminds me of a former job I had where at the engineering office, everybody had a mask of our CEO.
Oh.
So like, when he would visit or if there was like a team meeting, they would all have like their Corey masks. It was his name.
Oh, my God.
So like when he wasn't there, though, the masks of his face were just like scattered all over the office. And it was just weird being like, oh, God, the CEO is everywhere all the time.
Yes. God, it's cultish a bit with a boss somehow.
It was. It wasn't his idea. He would have been like the last person to want to do that. But I think that's what made it funnier because that's just not his personality. But it was really weird because you're just like, ugh.
Yeah. I think I would put them in like really crazy places, like behind the bathroom door or, you know, in the bin.
Refrigerator. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I remember they were in very fun places. Like you'd open the fridge to get like a can of espresso out or whatever. And it's like, Corey.
Hey, these are very good ideas for our listeners. Anyone who needs to throw a party, these are good. Now, do you want another one?
Okay, yeah, tell me.
So when Billy turned 36, right? So they're now like a few years into the relationship, you know, a good 4 years in. Sasha throws a surprise Shakespeare scavenger hunt around their local park. Say that three times for us.
Surprise Shakespeare scavenger hunt.
And so basically, like, around the park, there were snaps of them, like, hanging in the trees, you know, or pinned on the benches with twee poetry about a moment they shared. And, like, all their friends were dressed up and milling about, you know, like, in Shakespearean-like clothing, saying, "What ho, and pray tell, and how do you do?" And someone kept shouting, you know, "Marvelous, darling, marvelous!"
Okay, they have some amazing friends that are, like, gamed for doing stuff like this.
Everyone with Billy loves it.
My God, that's just, like, a big commitment to the bit. I have to give them props. Unsung hero.
But here, this is why this year was so special, because that wasn't the real surprise, because later in the week, she threw a second surprise party at their local pub, saying that that was just a decoy, the Shakespeare thing.
The first party was the
It was a decoy.
I never expect the second party. Don't ever let them take you to a second location or a second party. Oh, my goodness.
But it was like, it was only later in the week. Like, you'd think it's over and everything's safe.
It's not over.
But the worst was when he turned 38. So again, she got him by bringing the party forward by a week this time.
It's getting worse the closer he gets to 40 is. Okay. So when he's 40, she's just going to, like, launch him into a cannon. And then be like, "You land where you land, buddy." All right.
He gets home at 38, right? There's music and candles on and no noise. And he thinks, "Ooh, I might get lucky," right? Because it's a week early before his birthday. He thinks it's safe. And he goes past the dining room and he sees a totally naked woman with long dark hair lying on the dining table, covered in foodstuffs.
Oh, no.
Like, she's got hummus on her tits.
No, man.
Topped with a pickled pepper.
Oh, come on.
And she,
what is this, the 80s?
She's got her belly button filled with Greek salad. And on her poodle is a bowl of pitas.
That's the hook that came to you first, and you built the whole story around. I guarantee it. I would put money on it.
I'm not confirming or denying anything. And, you know, while he's standing there stunned, everyone jumps out and now they say surprise. So this time it was a very easy surprise, surprise, laughing, clapping on the back. Sigh.
The poor lady on the table's like, "I can't move."
Yeah. It was all great until he accidentally squeezed lemon juice in her eye and she bucked up, you know, and then all the food, you know.
The poodle pittas.
The poodle. Yeah.
Poodles.
The poodle was growling, let me tell you. So basically, Sasha gets him every year. And the problem, as you've predicted, is that this year, he's turning 40.
The big 4-0.
And he knows she's going to get him big. And big, big, and big, big, he's thinking. And he keeps asking her, right? And she just goes, "Oh, come on." She says what she says every year. "Don't worry, I wouldn't do anything." She says that every year. "I wouldn't do anything. Don't worry about it. Why would I do such a thing?" Right?
Especially since you've specifically asked me not to, but I keep doing it anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's stop here for a second, right? Because he's petrified. He's like, this is a big round number. She's known for this stuff.
Yeah.
Is it going to involve hot air balloons? Is it going to involve dildos, fake kidnappings? He doesn't know.
Quite a range between hot air balloons and dildos, just for the record.
Well,
there's like a normal party somewhere between the two, like cake and song, maybe. Doesn't have to have a dildo in it and doesn't have to be thrown from a hot air balloon.
Like, what do you do, though, if you were in Billy's Sitch? Would you, like...
gird my loins?
Would you, like, go... gird? I don't even know what that means. It sounds perverted.
It does. I actually don't even know what the phrase "gird my loins" means.
I think we've even had this before. I think we've looped. I think this has happened on the show before.
Because it's a phrase that we both like and we don't know what it means. I don't think I know anyone who knows what it means. There probably is a person. But we all use it.
Any listener that knows what Gird Your Loins is, because, you know, we could ask Chat GPT 4, but may as well ask you guys.
You know what? I like it being a mystery, and I'm sure we're misusing it. I like not knowing. Ignorance is bliss. All right.
Don't say we. I'm calling it into question. Jesus Christ.
I want to know nothing.
Ignorance is bliss. So okay, but what do you do, right? It's like, did you give her a list of, like, these are absolutely no-go areas because, you know, I'm terrified of heights and it won't be funny?
You know, that's a pretty smart approach to it, giving her some guardrails. Yeah, honestly, that's probably smarter than what I would have done, which is just throw a hissy fit and be like, nah, 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 nah.
But she would just laugh that off, right? She'd be like, oh, come on, honey. What are you going to do? Yeah. Dump me because I'm throwing you a surprise party? Like, come on. You love me, remember?
Yeah, I mean, if this is the worst thing that she does, it's very, I think for most people, it's pretty forgivable. I mean, some people might not feel that way, but whatever. I think giving guardrails is a very smart idea, being like, okay, I know you're going to do something, but just, like, please. There's certain hard lines, as they would say. I don't want you crossing this line.
It's a hard line. You cross this and we're in trouble.
Like, I'm afraid of heights. Do not do anything with hot air balloons, top of the Eiffel Tower, I don't know, whatever, throwing me out of a plane. These things. Don't do that.
So Billy follows your advice, Maria, and he gives a document saying absolutely no feathers, because that's his real fear. Absolutely no, you know, mac and cheese pool parties. Don't put cling film over the loo. None of that stuff. Not allowed.
Mac and cheese pool parties. Is this like a pool party in which someone eats mac and cheese, or is the pool filled with mac and cheese?
I have not yet been invited to one of them, so I can't really say.
It's a thing?
No, maybe.
Okay.
Rule 34.
Yeah, okay. I'm just going to say, if this is like a known thing that I just missed out on, I'm okay with that. Just like, you just made it sound like this is a known. Yeah, mac and cheese pool parties, obviously. Everybody's heard of me. Like, okay. I'm out of the loop. I mean, if it's where we all hang out in a pool and then afterwards eat mac and cheese, sign me up. That sounds great. Any other combination? No. Okay. All right.
So, you know, he's thinking, okay, she has got me before my birthday before, right? So for the 2 weeks before his birthday, he's watching, he's, you know, aware, nothing happens. The day of his 40th arrive, you know, wakes up, does all the stuff, goes to work, nothing. Comes home, no one jumps out of the hedges or anything like that. Nothing.
Okay, that's good, because he's getting older. He might stop his heart or something.
Exactly. He's getting older, isn't he? And then he sees her and she's like, oh, hey, honey, just hanging out, you know, just reading my book. And he's like, any plans for tonight, going out? Is there anything going on? She goes, oh, no, I thought we could just eat in, you know, casual night.
Welcome to middle age. Put some of that aspirin cream on your knees and let's watch some Netflix and go to bed at 9 o'clock.
This is not normal. She's being so cool. She's up to something and he's just going crazy. His brain's going 100 miles an hour. Like, what could it be that she's working on? This is crazy. She's just sitting there. She's not on the phone. Normally she's clacking away. Anyway, he's ruminating. Is that what we call it? Ruminating.
Ruminating, yes.
Yeah. Dinner comes. It's the same as their typical Friday, you know, fish fingers and peas. There's not even an extra sprig of parsley on the tartar sauce. After dinner, she turns off light and goes, oh, here it is. Here it is. Here it is. And out she comes on her own with a very small chocolate cake with one little candle on it and a wrapped present.
Aww.
And he blows out the candle and he gets the book, and it's some book about some crap, but it's signed by the author. And she kisses him on the cheek. She wishes him happy birthday, and she goes out to the living room and reads her book. And he's like, what the actual fuck is going on? Like, I'm 40, right? I'm 40.
Don't you love me?
Don't you love me? Right? So he comes in and he kind of does that.
I said I didn't want parties, but now I want them. You're not giving them to me. What the hell?
And she goes, gotcha. There's no surprise. Surprise.
The ultimate switcheroo. She got him.
She got him good.
You have to give her credit. That was like a multi-year. She started when he was 32. That's an 8-year lead up for a bit. I mean.
Well, we don't know if this is the final bit.
Oh.
Presumably, she's not dying or anything. He's going to have more birthdays.
On his deathbed, she's like, actually, I've been planning this all along.
Yeah, I'm your murderer.
Can she plan my party?
Yeah. Yeah, she can.
Amazing. Yeah, hell yeah, she can.
Hell yeah. Hell, can. Hell yeah. All right, Maria, your turn. Tell me about This Isn't Even My Final Form, which sounds like sci-fi. What is your sexy pickle?
My sexy pickle.
Your sexy pickle. Sticky, sexy pickle.
Nothing sexy about this pickle.
Okay. I've heard that before. Sorry, guys.
Good night, everybody. All right. So Dominic and John have been together for about a year and a half, and they met the old-fashioned way.
What, online?
On Grindr. Yeah, on Grindr. Dominic and John are one of those couples where on paper and in reality, you're like, I don't know how this works, but somehow it does. So John is one of those people who was an actual Boy Scout growing up.
Okay. They exist, yeah.
Yeah, they I married one.
Hey, there you go.
This is not everyone who's a Boy Scout is like an altruistic kind of person, but it often follows that many people who do that kind of thing tend to have a streak of wanting to be service oriented, right?
Oh, I've never thought about that before. Like community service type stuff.
Yes, yes.
I got you. Sorry, I think it was a word.
I was being very euphemistic. Yeah, the type of person who sees like a bigger picture about community and wants to be a helper, as we would say to the kids.
Right. If there's a crisis, he offers a fundraiser or certainly takes part in it and that kind of thing.
Yeah, walks the old lady across the street kind of guy.
I think I'm that kind of person, actually. I like to think I am.
I would say that you are, Kroll.
Thanks very much, Maria.
I am not. So, no, I'm an asshole. So, no, I'm
whoa! Yeah. Okay, different show!
Different show. John is one of those people where, like, he has a big family and everybody loves him. Like, they have only wonderful things to say. And ever since he was a kid, he's always been a great kid.
Mm-hmm.
Give you the shirt off his back kind of guy. Very wholesome. Like in a way that's like, how do people like this even exist anymore without, you know, modern life corrupting them? He's
unjaded. He's
very sincere. A very sincere person.
Earnest.
Yes. He runs marathons for fun. He volunteers with disadvantaged youth. He walks around in his neighborhood with like one of those trash pickers in a trash bag. And he like picks up bits of rubbish around on the edge of the sidewalk and stuff to make it clean, because it's nice to live in a clean neighborhood, right?
If he was my neighbor and I walked by, would he be like, hello, Crawley?
Yeah. He'd be like, how's it going? And he would know the name of all your significant other / pet / child / mother / father / anybody who's regularly at your house.
Right.
If you have like a mailman that delivers to your house, he would know their name.
Yeah.
You've got a package from Amazon. It's sitting on your front step and I moved it over to the side for you because I didn't want it to get rained on. That kind of
thing. Right. Person. He'd be the person, because we just had a robbery in our street. A bike was robbed from my neighbor's garage, locked garage as well. And it's all very crazy. Apparently, at first the house was egged.
Oh, that's
a week before. And then apparently there's been loads of houses egged around the town. And then a week later, someone goes around with a van in the middle of the night and goes and gets the expensive bikes. It's like the houses with egg marks have expensive bikes. It's like these kids are waiting for people to get home from work with their expensive bikes. Crazy. Anyway, that's the working theory of the neighborhood. I have no idea if that's what's going on. I digress. But John, the Boy Scout, would be one to warn us about suspicious activity in the street, too. So we'd like...
He would know. Yeah. He's a good dude. And then, so his partner, Dominic, is more less that. He's definitely jaded, cynical. He is, you know, a man of the world, very street smart. And when he met John, he kind of couldn't believe that someone would be that altruistic nowadays. And especially when they first started meeting, he was like, this guy, this has got to be a thing. Like, this is a fake dude.
Oh.
But over time, they got to know each other. To Dominic's complete surprise, John is legit. This is actually who John is. And they've been together, I think I mentioned, like a year and a half. At that point, all the guard is down,
mm-hmm.
and he's seen John. Like, John is legitimately as he appears to be, which seems impossible to believe, but that's who he is. So as one of his hobbies, Dominic has gotten into video games, like really has gotten into them. Okay.
So whilst John's out there picking up the litter, he's there playing, you know, Fortnite.
Right. And he is playing, like, he starts playing like the shooter games, but then he sort of starts migrating into, I don't know how else to put this, like nerdy games.
Nerdy games.
Yeah. Like games that have, bouncy, super high-pitched girly types, often from Japan.
Oh.
The types of games where, like, the characters are, they look kind of completely stupidly unrealistic.
And they go, hee-hee-hee, that was so clever.
Yeah, stuff like that. And John, yeah, that's John's reaction, too. He's like, how are you like that stuff? Like, what the hell's, like, I don't get it. Like, this is, you know, I love you, honey, but this is definitely not a good look for you.
I've just been next door giving CPR to the old guy, and you've been playing this stuff?
And you've been playing, like, create your own girl band with a bunch of, like, 14-year-old girls, and that's weird and icky, and what the hell? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And Dom's like, listen, it's just my way of unwinding from work. You know, some people do drugs. Some people steal bikes from their neighbors' garages. I play somewhat questionable video games. And you know what? I'm not hurting anyone.
Yeah. Don't judge my downtime.
Yeah. It's just my downtime. No big deal. And, you know, Dom is trying to be cognizant of how much time he's playing these video games, but John is starting to feel kind of like, listen, every time I come home from, you know, me being the neighborhood Boy Scout, you're playing a video game, and I'm kind of sick of hearing this.
What is he talking about, his games as well?
Yeah, it's like, it's whenever he looks, John looks over at Dom, it's like Dom's playing a video game, or he's like reading about the video game on his phone. It's like he's really obsessed with it, and John's like, okay, this is weird. So John gets an idea about how he can sort of try and get Dominic's attentions back. But he doesn't let Dom know what he's doing.
Does this have anything to do with his privates and rhinestones?
How did you know? No, John just starts kind of devising a plan. He's very much like, I'm going to fix this. And all Dom notices is that John is also on his phone a lot more than he used to be. And sometimes on his computer a lot more than he used to be. And he just doesn't know what the hell is going on. And one day, John goes to the bathroom and leaves the tabs open on his computer. And Dom's like one of those people, I respect his privacy. But if you're going to leave your computer open like that and not even lock your screen, and my eye happens to catch what you're doing, is it really snooping?
Yeah, I think if you live in the same house, it is. I don't know. It depends. I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, so Dom says, I don't care. I'm looking. I know it's bad, but eek. Yeah.
Yeah. And he knows that John is not the most tech savvy person. So like.
Right. He's good at litter, though. He's good at litter.
Yeah, he's great at litter, but bad at internet. He walks over to John's computer. And can you tell me what he sees on John's screen? And it's not porn. It has nothing to do with rhinestone dicks or anything like that.
No, like a gaming addiction.
No.
Okay.
He sees Twitter and like a whole bunch of open tabs on Twitter.
Okay.
And Dom at first is like, why is John on Twitter? We hate this site. Also, John doesn't use Twitter. Like he only knows of its existence.
And we've agreed that Elon Musk is definitely not sexy. Yeah.
Obviously. He looks closer and he sees that this Twitter account he's looking at is actually logged in. John is logged in on Twitter. John has an account on Twitter.
Okay. Yeah.
And he hits look at the profile thing. John's profile's name is Red Hat. And the profile picture is of like an anime character, but like a bad guy, like who looks really evil.
Okay.
And he sees all of the tweets from Red Hat's account are all like basically like, kill yourself because you love this video game. What kind of fucking losers play this kind of shit? You must never get laid. The worst, foulest, most disgusting.
John's a freaking troll.
John is trolling people on the internet.
Well, this took a turn. I was all ready with my opinion. You see, you got to keep quiet till the end. Holy moly. Okay.
He is going out of his way to find like accounts from people that are obviously teenagers and harassing them and bullying them.
So
and saying, yeah. Yeah. John is trying to get teenagers to off themselves. Yeah, he's doing the worst imaginable things.
What I guess he's trying to do is, rather than get Dom off gaming or whatever, talk to Dom about his gaming and figure something out, yes, he is going to try and get all kids off the internet instead by giving them, by trolling and being a complete ass whip.
I'm guessing, and Dom is guessing, this is some misplaced anger, but at the same time, it's a way for him to like vent his disgust at this kind of thing that Dom is into.
Yeah, no, but oh God, you chose this well for me because I'm like, my hackles are up, man. Whoa.
Okay, so you're Dom, what do you do? You've just seen this, like, you know that it's John. Like, you just, even though it's so not like him, you know that it's him doing this. What do?
You triggered me. You know, I'd leave.
Like just a relationship is over.
No, I would have, okay, so I would be like, are you fucking kidding me? You have a problem with my downtime? We haven't had serious conversations about how to fix this. And instead you go to the internet and troll children. Are you fucking kidding me? Fuck yeah. Off. I'm out of here. It's over.
Yeah.
I don't care. I don't think I get past that. It's weird, but I have a real problem with, I don't know. It's kind of like digital sabotaging. It's like really bad. I really think it's bad, bad, bad. And we'll see that one day. We'll see that one day because, you know, we're all online. Like, we all have to live online.
Yeah, and there are people who are that double, like, two-faced, where they're great in reality, and then online, they're the worst.
Yeah.
And it's just, like, it's where they vent their spleen, I guess.
But it seems to me, like, ultimately, they either need to get therapy and have, you know, talk it out, because neither of them are talking to each other. Like, one's, you know, maybe gaming too much. I don't know. I don't know whose opinion that is, right? But they could work that out. And maybe there's a reason there's gaming all the time, because, you know.
Someone's off picking up litter and not paying attention to his...
Someone's a freaking psychopath pretending to be a super great guy and then going online going, fuck you, die, die, die.
Basically, yeah. Yeah,
yeah. Well, yeah. Fuck you, John. Don't like
you.
And that's it.
I chose the name poorly. and that is it.
For this episode of Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile or, you know, grimace, you know what to do. Get off your butts and review.
Or don't, but it would be nice. And we've launched a Patreon. $3 gets you our eternal love and affection. Patreon.com.
Yeah, we're cheap, man.
Yeah, $3. That's it.
Yeah.
Patreon.com/stickypickles. That's where you find us. You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram. And hashtag Sticky Pickles on Mastodon if you're looking for us that way. And yeah, everyone keeps asking, Curl, when are you going to get on there? And I keep telling him, none of my business.
I know, I want to get on. Will you help me get on? We could have a meeting. And, okay, next
course,
time we'll do that.
Will,
we'll do
know.
It. And then, okay.
Okay, we'll do.
Okay.
And anything else you can find on Sticky Pickles. Dead Kim.
Oh, we love you guys. Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye. 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 Girl, I
know.
Literally
run. Run. I love you. Bye.
Sorry. I love you. Bye. 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 Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye. Love you. Bye.